Okay, it's 7 p.m. Do I hear a motion to start the meeting?
Make a motion to start the meeting.
Thank you, Commissioner Hall. Thank you, Commissioner Adams.
If you all would stand, pledge allegiance to the flag.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Take a moment of silence. We have a guest in the audience this evening. His name is Kent T. Hall. He's running for City Council of Louisville. And he came by, he sent me an email earlier today. I replied and then I talked to him for a while. So, if you want to say anything, Kent, you're welcome to. If you just want to sit in, you're welcome to do that. It's whatever you would like to do.
I don't have any remarks. I just want to sit on your meeting, if that's okay.
All right, that's fine. Okay. I guess I should introduce ourselves, but we'll do that a little bit later. All right. The minutes were posted on the website, and they were always sent to you. Did anybody have any other things they want to say about the minutes?
I just have one addition. Uh-huh. At the time we sent out the minutes, I did not have Commissioner Hall's report. Uh-huh. It's been added to the minutes now.
Okay.
And his report was nothing to report.
Okay. Well, we'll. That's okay. We can fix that. All right. Do I hear a motion to accept the minutes? With the updated property maintenance report?
I'll make a motion to accept the minutes with the update.
Thank you, Commissioner Metcalf. Do I hear a second? I'll second it. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed?
Okay.
All right. I forgot to introduce this. Okay. Steve, you want to start?
Steve Schwager, City Attorney. For many, many years.
Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
Hi, I'm Crystal Adams. I'm the Road Commissioner for the City of Livingston.
Thank you.
Dennis Metcalf, State Commission.
Harold.
Harold.
I'm Harold Hall, Property Maintenance Commissioner.
I'm Bev Lush, City Clerk.
And I'm Bob Stone, City Mayor.
And we have one commissioner missing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
We have a quorum, though.
The Commissioner Malpin had an accident last night and smashed up her car, and she's not feeling well today. So it wasn't her fault, though. So I told her to get a lawyer. Alright. Okay, we passed around Mr. Hall, Commissioner Hall. This is our bills. We all sign off on them. That's how it's supposed to be done. Okay? So I just wanted to show you some of the stuff we're doing here.
I love it. You put it on a clinic.
They can't make political contributions, though.
Don't say that.
All right. Next thing on the agenda. Oh, I have to sign this. Hang on a second. She passed it back to me.
Don't forget the financials.
All right. Next thing on the agenda is the city attorney report. And Steve, I want to start with this Oldham County home incarceration case.
Right. You skipped finance.
Oh, yeah. I know you sent an email. I didn't understand what you were saying.
So we talked about that before. You know, we talked about that, I think, after the last meeting. We have a situation where we had a minor at the time commit some felonies in Oregon County. When I started practicing law, I was an assistant county attorney. I could also have a private practice. So one of the things that I did for a number of years was worked in district court. That was misdemeanors. If we had felonies, we could take a plea to a misdemeanor, bump it up to circuit court. So the protocol has always been that if someone is sentenced and has a probated sentence or a sentence to be run in home incarceration, typically they have a place to stay in the county in which they were indicted and pled guilty to or found convicted or found guilty of. So usually you have a situation where somebody's been convicted, they have a house, or someone who can put them up in a house for home incarceration. They typically have a band on their ankle. But the protocol is if this kid lives in Jefferson County in a city house and it's a tenant, the tenant's son that was convicted. So the court, like they've been doing for 40 years in Oldham County, his attorney says, we don't have a place to do home incarceration in Oldham County, but we do have a place where his mother lives or someone lives in Jefferson County. So the court signs an order, and it's entered into the record that says he can do his time in this house in the city of Louisville in Jefferson County. That's been the protocol for a long time. Now, Bob, I don't think, agrees with that, but I'm not the judge. I could go down there right now or tomorrow, put it on the docket, and say, Judge, you know, we don't agree. The judge is going to say, I'm sorry, Steve. This is the way it is. This is the way we do these things. There's no way you can undo that. There's no way we can get the judge to change the order.
I'm not wanting the judge to change the order.
All right.
What we need to know is who the supervising authority is.
It's going to be the person with whom he lives.
No.
They're not going to have a probation and parole officer.
Yes, they are.
Okay, if they do, I don't know about that. If you know about it, then that's fine.
Well, first off,
I don't know.
Well, here's the thing. If their parent is the supervising authority, they're also a problem. They also have a weapon. And under my understanding, a person with a felony cannot be in a house with a weapon.
How do you know they have a weapon? How do you know that anybody in that house has a weapon?
Because she pulled it on somebody one day, and we had video of it.
How long ago?
It's been back in June.
A year ago.
Launch you. Yeah.
Okay. Well, if you give me the video, then, you know.
Well, I tried to get the video, but they didn't know how to take it down. But Tate actually went, and Tate would even testify. He talked with her. She admitted to pulling the gun on this car.
Okay. Well.
Okay?
If there's evidence of that or someone knows it, then, you know, they can take it down.
Well, see, the thing is, I don't believe the supervising authority because I talked to the parole and probation officer in Oldham County.
Right.
And he is responsible for people on probation or on parole or on home incarceration.
So,
but he does not have this guy listed.
Well, it would
be. That's why my concern is we need to have somebody that we can call because there is activity going on at that house every day.
If there was an order that he do his home incarceration there and that he's got a probation officer, he can't go out of the house and go down there to meet the probation officer down there. The guy would have to come out here.
Yeah.
If that guy doesn't have an order to do that, then the judge didn't order that. It's not part of the order. Now, when you talk about activity at the house, what do you mean by activity?
Suspicious.
Okay.
Well, you got traffic 24 hours a day running into that house.
You have to get Tate, our cop, to see if, you know. I can't do anything about it, Bob.
All I'm saying is we, under the statute that I sent out, that person has a supervising authority and the
but
police.
But she went out there and talked to the guy and he says he's not, there's no order for it.
Well, you can't be on home incarceration without it under the statute.
Okay, then this guy didn't get the order, didn't get it.
Well, my guess is that when this guy was put on home incarceration, he was a juvenile.
Okay?
And because he was a juvenile and he's now in court as an adult, they didn't change the status from juvenile to adult.
All right.
Okay? And since I have called pretrial, I have called Oldham County Jail, I have called the probation officer. Nobody they got him as a record, but they don't have any information on who the supervisor authority is. Wouldn't that be on somebody's paperwork?
Yeah, the probation officer should have gotten that if there is any paperwork. All that one of those people have to do is go in and look at the court record. There's a court record. There's a hard file that shows you it shows you the order.
Well, he's got another pretrial date of May 5th.
All right.
Okay, same case number, and I'm asking you to find out if you can find out what the name of the supervisor is and what the phone number is.
I can get on court net.
It's not on court net.
It's because of juvenile record.
Yeah. That's what we think it is, because when I talked to the arresting sergeant, who I actually saw entering that house the day he was taken in, he told me that it could be, the reason why we can't find anything is because it's still stating he's a juvenile.
Okay, but if he's reached the adulthood, then but he was still sentenced as a juvenile. They can't change.
Well, they moved. He was 4 weeks from being 18. The county attorney got it up to adult. That's why it's in the Commonwealth.
Okay.
It's in.
Then it's certainly important.
Well, maybe it is.
I'll look into it and I'll let you know. But I mean, the record speaks for itself. I'm surprised that one of the people you didn't talk to didn't pull it up on the computer and find out what the hell the order was.
I worked from 9 o'clock, not this past Friday, but the Friday before, till 3 o'clock in the afternoon, on and off.
I will look into it and report. I know that John Carter, the county attorney, used to be a judge in Jefferson County. I used to prosecute for him.
It's Mr. Carter.
It's John Carter.
Yeah.
Or Judge Carter.
Whoever. But he remembers this guy.
Yeah.
He remembers this particular case. And he said, yeah, I had to move it up to circuit court because we moved it up to adult. He was, I think the crime was committed in April and he turned 18, second or third of May.
I'll look into it. Can't do it tomorrow. I'll do it the following day and I'll report to everybody.
Okay.
Now, Ray, can I jump in, Ray?
Go ahead.
You all got the information I emailed to everybody. I talked to Mrs. Ray. She moved out of the house because they had a mole problem. She'd never been married. She was one of only children. She's a sole child. And she works. But Metro government is down there. They cited her for the car. They cited her for all the deficiencies in the house. The big one that ran her out of there was mold. They went out there. They ran her out of there. They go in there. She and other people go in there. She pays contractors as she has the money to go in and work. They all are masked. They come out of the house like every half hour after they've been masked. They all wear gloves. But she told me that in April, she's already been approved for a second mortgage. She's going to get the second mortgage money. She's going there and finish the construction. As Bob pointed out, she's got a $2,000 Jefferson County tax bill that she's going to pay in April when she gets that loan. She says she paid, and my secretary didn't tell me, she paid $2,000. She paid everything up till 18, 19, 20. She paid 18, there's a check right there, came in on 128, 22. She paid 2018. So right now she owes $2,019 and 20. I don't know about 21, but she's going to pay 20 in May, and then she's probably going to pay 20 in June. But she might have some money that's left for construction money to do it. So anyway, that's what I propose, that we just, I just keep tracking it. She's a nice woman. She doesn't own a Porsche. So.
No, she owns a Cadillac.
Okay, whatever.
Black one.
Okay. So anyway, that's where we are in that. So I think we, you know, just let me keep track of this. She's paid a lot of money. She paid 18 in this year, and then she paid 17 last year, and she paid 16 the year before that. So she's making. So if you want, I mean, I just want to keep track of it. She'll get it all paid. She's going to pay, you know, the interest in the penalty. It's not like she's skating. The payoff in 19 is $610 right now. And the payoff in 20 is $611. And she'll get those paid.
My 2021 list show that she's paid.
21
is paid. 21
is paid. So she's trying. She's a good woman. She's very nice. She's very convenient. So anyway, that's where we are, right? If anybody wants me to do any different than,
I know she's talked to you about it. I know she's been paying. I would like to have something in writing from her with a commitment letter.
So what does she do? If she doesn't do it, then I have to sue her and enforce that contract. She's been fair, honest. She's paying.
Well,
she'll pay it.
All right, do I hear a motion to allow Miss Ray to play catch up on her property tax for, she owes 2019 and 2020? With her commitment to pay what? 19 in May and
hopefully
20 in June. Yeah. Well, if she's getting a second mortgage, why can't she pay it when she gets a second mortgage?
Because the second mortgage is gonna be committed to pay the construction. All right. Bob, she's doing all right. I don't know why you want to beat up on her. I really don't.
Because it's not my money.
But she's paying interest on it, Bob.
Well, that's
what that's
true.
Says.
She's paying 1%
a month. She pays 11% per month on every September, on the 1st September. So you're making money. She's paying interest on the money.
It's a little more than that.
What?
The house is an eyesore. And if there's been a contractor in it, I haven't seen them.
Okay, well, that's what she tells me. And she's been cited by Metro Government for the car and the construction, all right?
Well, she is.
She is. And she's thereafter on that.
Well, here's what I found out from
She does it, Harold, when she has the money. She doesn't do it when she doesn't have the money. Right now, she doesn't have the loan money. But when she can scrape together a couple $100... They go in there and they do some remedial work.
I'll be looking at Jefferson County Clerk's list.
And they cite her for the car.
The car is actually, get this. I had Detective Tate run her name yesterday, and we were on the phone. And that car, that vehicle that's in the driveway is actually up to date on registration.
Okay.
Believe it or not.
But she's been cited for the condition.
Oh, yeah. Right. But I just wanted to let everybody know, she has not released that car in the condition it is. You would think she would trash that car. It's a 94 Mustang. Black. Okay. So, anybody want to make a motion to allow this payment arrangement?
Is it necessary to make a motion?
Absolutely. It's not our money.
What's the alternative?
Can we sue?
I put in my email. I can turn around and sue her, and then I got to get a judgment for the taxes. This is in my email.
Right.
And then when I get that, I've got to file a foreclosure action, okay? It'll be 2 years from now before that, we've got an end result there, all right?
But we can do that later. If she doesn't pay by July or something, we can revisit that.
Rarely have I had to do that, but when I've done it for judgment liens. I've never done it on a tax lien, but on judgment liens that I have to file to enforce, I can charge for my time. My hourly rate for 30 years has been $250 an hour. You know, if you want to beat her up and do that, that's fine. But, you know, that's the other alternative. I don't know why you guys are so hard-nosed against a woman who's trying and trying and trying. She has a job, and she's been paying her taxes. And when she doesn't, she pays interest.
She has a history. This history on this one here.
Oh, Bob, get over it.
I'm not getting over it.
She's paid all those taxes.
Steve!
She paid them all.
Steve! She may have paid them all, but she did not pay them like the rest of the taxpayers in the city of Worthington Hills have paid.
Any deficiency, any lien I've ever filed, she's paid.
It's not a matter. It's the fact that she's not following the rules.
2014 tax, but she's paying.
She's paying $1,305 for a freaking damn apartment.
Tell me what you want to do. I don't want to talk about it anymore. And she's a sweet woman who never had a husband, doesn't have any siblings, and she's doing the best she can. You know, what do you want, debtor's prison? Want to put her in prison for a death?
Look, Steve, I'm bringing up the fact that this has been going on for 30 years.
All right, well.
30 years this woman has not paid on time.
But she's paid interest in all the taxes. The city has not lost a nickel.
The city hasn't been keeping up with it.
Yeah, the city has been keeping up with it. Every one of those taxes have been paid.
Well,
I don't understand.
There's not been any lien releases on anything that you've done, according to Justin County Clerk, since 2002. On the last one I've got that she was released on,
I explained this in an email, Robert, twice.
Is 1995. She's got city liens that go back to 2005.
I haven't released them. I've made a mistake. They were paid and I didn't release the liens. I did it for the first 10 years and I haven't done it for a few years. But the statute of limitations is run. She's paid the liens.
All right. All right.
She's paid them.
All right. Do I hear a motion?
I'll make a motion to give her a couple more months.
Commissioner, thank you, Commissioner Hall. Do I hear a second?
I'll second.
It would be Commissioner Adams.
Yeah, I said Commissioner Adams. I'm sorry. Commissioner Adams. All right. Thank you, Commissioner Metcalf. All right. Let's have a roll call, though. Commissioner Adams.
Yes.
Commissioner Hall.
Yes.
Commissioner Metcalf.
Yes.
Mayor Stone, though.
Hey, I have a question. Steve, if you have a rapport with her, can you have her buy a new cover for that car? I mean, she's registering that car. I can't imagine she's registered it. It's been rained in.
The Metro Government has slid over for the car.
It's been rained in for years.
The Metro Government has slid over for the car.
All right.
Sorry, just talking. I'm not hearing you.
The Metro Government's handling the car.
Okay. Anything else, Steve?
I've got ordinances to read.
We're going to have a second read.
We already had it.
We don't need a second. We can't do a second read yet on that.
All right.
Because we don't have the assessment in yet.
All right.
Our all our properties are being reassessed, so we have to wait till May. That's why it says May.
But it doesn't matter what the assessments are.
Yes, it does.
The tax rate applies to what the assessment is now or what it's going to be prospectively.
We cannot have more than a 4% revenue increase.
It won't happen. All right. I'm sorry. The insurance ordinance has passed. I thought you wanted
to... No. The insurance one I want to leave alone because we don't hear anything from Louisville.
All right.
Okay.
What about the budget ordinance?
The budget ordinance has had the first read. We don't finish that until June.
All right.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Yep.
Okay, old business. You want to talk about the day there, Commissioner Metcalf?
Okay, we attended an emergency management in service some of the other small cities to discuss things that we can do as part of our emergency action plan. It seemed like everything went well.
Yeah, we had it right here in this room. We got contacted last year. Dennis and I went to Middletown and was part of their, what do they call, survey? It was a accreditation survey. Mm-hmm. And they had certain things they have to do to get accredited. So in, I think it was December, was it November or December, they sent us a report back on the survey.
Yeah.
Well, they also sent back their contact information, and that's when we hit the contact and let them know this is what we like to do. And it just kind of set on neutral for a couple months. We talked back and forth with the fire department, the Anchorage Middletown Fire Department. And then finally, the first part of March, he contacted me, and I told him, I said, well, why don't we see what we can get going? So he says, well, I said, we've got that meeting room the third Tuesday of every month. So that's how this got started. And he was curious if we would get enough. We actually got, I think it was 10. It was either 8 or 10. So we had a good meeting. I mean, we got people's attention. The people that were there had, the only person there that knew they needed to have an action plan was Bonnie Chung. She's Middletown mayor, or Douglas Hills mayor. And she was there. So she's a good contact because she's also the president of Jefferson County League of Cities. So we'll have, she's now seen what we're doing. So we may get word of mouth out and about. There's, what do you say, 32 or 33 small cities in the Anchorage Middletown Fire District. They're one of the, what are they, 15th or 16th largest in the state? Yeah. So we've got a good connection, and now I think we'll have lots of people involved. So it's not going to be just on us. We're going to be able to intermingle, network, and get this job done with a lot more help. So that's what we did today. All right. So that goes on to the emergency. What are we going to do for a radio check this month, Sarge?
It's going to be Channel 8.
Channel 8?
Yep.
All right, Channel 8 on the radio checks tonight. Have we thought about any other? Well, one of the things we want to do is get more ham operators. If you know anybody in the city that's a ham operator, or if you want to get your ham operator's license, we need to work on that. Because that's the next step up from what we got. It's got a lot more distance and a lot more opportunity to communicate. All right. Any new business other than what I've got on mine?
Do you want to start looking at repaving?
No.
Anything yet?
We don't want to repave this year. The fuel price is too high, which means tar prices or asphalt prices are too high.
Yeah, that's.
We're not going to waste our money or our road funds on, you know, on that little spot over there. That it won't be as bad once we get rid of Rumpke. I'm convinced now that Rumpke's causing that because they got that big bucket on the front,
yeah.
And when they make that turn, they're hitting that curb. And until we get rid of that problem, that curb can't be fixed.
Okay.
You know, okay? So that's my suggestion. You're a road commissioner, but my suggestion is we're talking about a lot of money now that asphalt price is up.
Yeah, that makes sense.
And I can go in and look and see what the going rate was. When we did the Middlesex last year, we were about at the same rate that we were when we did Bay Run. It was a little bit lower than what they run. Had we done it the previous year, we'd really save some money. But even what we got it for, the 36.8, was a big savings. And that was all due to us working with Coldstream. That logistics of that equipment made a big difference. Because we would easily pay $30,000 more if we'd had to bring in that heavy equipment ourselves. Okay, I have one thing. Okay, in fiscal year 21, we had that our size city had to do a city audit. Okay, and we did the city audit, and we got it
completed in December, I think it was. And now this year, the city's only required to do a financial statement. But if we just do a financial statement, which is really intense, we still have to do, when the auditors do 22, they still have to look at 22 when they're doing the audit for 23. So this is the reason why we opt out of doing a financial statement and request that the Department of Local Government allows us to do a city audit. If we do 2 years, it's going to cost us $14,000. If we do 1 year, it's still going to cost us $14,000. So that's the reason why doing it yearly keeps us on track. Also, this is your, this is the end of the commission period. It's up for, everybody's up for re-election this year. So by having us do the city audit on even years, we just go ahead and that way we know how well we've done. So what I need is a motion to do the opt-out of the 2022 financial statement and request fiscal year 2022 city audit from the Department for Local Government, at DLG. If you hear me say DLG, that's Department for Local Government. They're responsible for our road funds. If we aren't on time with our reports, your road funds get locked up. Okay? So this just makes it easier for the auditors, too. Instead of taking a long time for the audit, you know, they're doing it year to year to year, it's much more quicker. Plus, we got a good report for our, you know, with our auditors. So they know Dan does a good job. He's easy to work with. We get him the information real quick. So this is my motion. I motion we go ahead and opt out of the financial statement for 2022, fiscal year 2022, and go for the city audit again.
So you said it's going to cost $14,000 to do it yearly or $14,000 to do it
It's we've been paying $7,000 a year.
Oh, $7,000 a year. Okay,
yeah,
that's
for the audit.
That is what you said though, Bob.
Said it was $14,000 for
right.
1 year.
And we're gonna either pay it. We're either gonna pay it every other year, or we're gonna pay it every year. We're gonna pay $7,000 1 year,
okay.
And next year, or the total for 2 years is $14,000.
Okay, that's not what you said.
There's no cost savings by waiting.
Yeah, and but there's more paperwork. I haven't done one of these new financial statements, but you know, if you was listening when Roy was in here talking, they're just as complicated as the audit. So it's almost a no brainer to just constantly do audits.
Yeah, if there's no cost, you know.
No, there's no cost savings
and no cost payment.
No, because if we don't do it. If we pay somebody to do the financial statement and then we have to pay for the audit for 2 years, yeah, it's real costly. Okay? Because I'm not sure I could even do the financial, or Dan or myself could even do that financial statement.
Okay.
I'd rather have
I thought we discussed that when he was here.
But if you do the financial statement, you still have to do the audit. All right?
Did we not?
We don't have to do the financial statement if we do the audit, but we've got to fill out paperwork and get DLG's approval to opt out of the financial statement. And they go ahead, you know.
But if we do a financial statement, do we still have to, for a year, do we still have to do the audit for that same year?
Yes. Well, you don't actually do the audit, but they still audit that year. So in other words, if we did the financial statement for 22, okay, then next year, in 23, the auditors are going to look at 22 and 23. They still look at the 22. And because they're doing double service, they're doing double money.
So if you do the audit, you don't have to do the financial statement if the state permits you to only submit the audit.
Right. And we've opted out for the last two, and they haven't had any problems. In fact, they jump on this opt-out as soon as I send it over, almost.
Okay. I second your motion, then.
All right. Thank you, Commissioner Adams. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? All right.
Who made the motion?
I made it.
Thank you.
Stone.
Yeah, I made a motion for a change. All right. Any other new business?
If we can back up for just a minute, please. I think we skipped the financial statement.
Oh, yeah, we never voted on the financials.
Or the minutes, I don't think.
Yeah, we did the minutes, but not the financials.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought we voted on the financials.
Yeah, when you jumped in a meter, when you called me to do my thing.
All right.
I'm just anxious.
Okay, let's move back up to the financial report. I apologize. I need to start marking my sheet. Anybody have any questions about the financial reports? I think that's where I stopped at. Okay. Do I hear a motion to accept the February financial?
Make a motion to accept the February financial statements.
Thank you, Commissioner Hall. Do I hear a second?
I'll second.
Thank you, Commissioner Adams. All in favor say aye.
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 Okay. Any opposed? Okay. Now we can move back down. Any other new business? Thank you, City Clerk. Bluff. All right. Who wants to give their commission report first? Would you like to do that, Commissioner Hall, since you probably got
your
commission?
Mine's real easy. I got a phone call February 22nd from Charles Grimley. He is the new owner of 4100 Northumberland. He was concerned about the drop-off at the end of his driveway. He wanted to know if we were responsible for that, to basically wanted to build dirt up on both sides. And I explained to him that apparently someone at some time had replaced either that portion or the whole driveway and had made it flat. So there's a pipe running under his driveway, which is why there's a drop-off on both sides. So I told him, I said, the city's not responsible. I said, even if we came out for a little... put a little dirt on both sides. He's concerned about driving off the driveway. I said that a little bit of dirt ramped up on both sides with some grass seeds, not going to stop. It's not going to stop your car from getting damaged. So he was going to contact a contractor. And I told him, I said, you can widen your driveway. You're just going to have to get a contractor and pull a permit. So he was going to see if they could do something about
that. Is that where the girls were living that moved out and the daughter's there?
Pardon me?
Is that where the daughter's living now?
Correct.
Well, first off, if he's got a problem there, that's an MSD issue.
Well, that's what I told him. I said, don't do anything to alter the drainage, because if you do, that's going to be a real problem.
Yeah, that MSD will get on their case. That's probably what happened was they probably don't realize that that's a drainage under that driveway.
Yeah.
I don't know where that sewer is. Because it flows
from between him and the corner house, Melissa's house.
Oh, it is? Okay.
Yeah, there's a grate between the two. That's why I told him. I said you can't do anything. You can't just pour concrete on both sides and block that pipe off.
Oh, yeah.
And stop the drainage.
Oh no. Okay. So. Good job. All right. Who's next? Commissioner Adams, would you like to be next?
Yeah. Can you check the financial reports to make sure Mo Better's on there?
Yeah, Mo.
They are.
Mo Better?
Yeah, I made sure that they were on. Okay. You talking about the one we had last Thursday?
Yeah, I just want to make sure I didn't miss it in there. I didn't see it.
No, I made sure it got in there.
It's the very last page.
Yeah, it's in here.
Okay. I just want to make sure, because it's in my report. So. All right. All right. I'll participate in the radio text with Commissioner Metcalf and everyone tonight, March 15th. No citizen inquiries via phone or email this month. I drove the roads to Worthington Hills to check for cracks and potholes. Mowbear, Kentucky took care of the roads for the storm on March 11th. Invoice was sent for this service, and it's on this month's expense report. That's it.
All right. Thanks, Commissioner Adams. Commissioner Metcalf, Public Safety and Health.
Went to the post office with Mayor Stone on several occasions. Drove city at various times, including late night. Went to the storage area of Mayor Stone on one occasion. Attended a pipeline class on 3/9/22. Attended an emergency management meeting on 3/15/22 and conduct radio checks after the meeting using Channel 8.
Okay. Thank you, Commissioner Metcalf. Is there anything else anybody would like to bring up? What we have now, it's not on the agenda because we never know if we have new people, but if you have any anything that you would like to express now, you're welcome to do that, keeping it to a couple of minutes. So, if I don't hear anything, do I hear a motion to adjourn the meeting?
I make a motion to adjourn the meeting.
Thank you, Commissioner Hall. Do I hear a second?
From Pittsburgh.
I will second.
Thank you, Commissioner Adams. Thank you very much. You all have a blessed evening.
Bye, guys.
Nice to meet you. Good luck.
Thank you. He's all the way.
1940.
Who's your opponent?
He travels.
There's a fellow by the name of West.
Oh, 1940.